We start today a new Simon Pei Beis. Aser, Isser, Havar, this is truly really a continuation. I really want to spend some time going over some modern. I have to spend some time preparing. It's not so easy to find big blocks of time to prepare these very difficult inyanim of Eruvin. But let's just learn some of the basic Yesodos first, and then if we have time and if we are able to pull it off, we'll discuss some modern day issues. Okay, but let's see. Simon Pei Beis, Isser Havar Vahitza Merishus Lerishus, the prohibition to carry. After we have defined in Simon Pei Aleph the four types of Rishuyos, Rishus Sayachid, Rishus Sarabim, Carmelis, and Mekoyim Petur. Now we're going to discuss the prohibition to transfer from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the first halacha is Rishus Sarabim, Uva Carmelis, Osul Tatil, Shum Dover, Arba Amas. Within a Rishus Sarabim itself, and within a Carmelis itself, you're not allowed to travel, you're not allowed to carry an object more than Dalit Amas, which is between. Which is between 6 to 8 feet. You're not allowed to carry something more than 6 to 8 feet in the Rishus Sarabim. Bein Loseis also, you're not allowed to carry it, and you're not allowed to throw it. Bein Lizrik also, Bein Lochesh, three things. You're not allowed to carry, which means you pick it up and you walk with it. You're not allowed to throw it, and you're not allowed to hand it over. To hand it over, to pick it up in one part and put it down somewhere else, or to transfer it to someone else. Let's say you want to be a smart aleck. Lahoshed means, I think the past, you hand it to someone else, or you just pick it up from one, you don't move, you're standing in one location, you pick it up from the ground, and you put it down on the other side, without moving. I'm not moving. I didn't move one, but in the process of doing so, my arms can stretch, is more than our arms. Right, so that is I think choir is what it means, because one is carrying, which means I'm actually walking with it, I'm moving with it, and throwing it.
The fact that you don't move
doesn't make a difference. The fact that the object, that's the yisod, the object's location has changed from one location to another, which spans more than Dalet Amos, is a violation of being maver Dalet Amos in a Rishus Sarabim, and an issa being maver the Dalet Amos in the Carmelis Midrabanan. Now he goes on to say here something very important. According to this interpretation, let's say a person wants to carry something in the Rishus Sarabim, there's a solution. The solution is just walk in steps of less than Dalet Amos. I have something in my pocket, I will walk 4 feet. The prohibition is to walk 6 to 8 feet. So I will be careful only to travel 4 feet. After 4 feet, I will stop. I will rest. And then I will, again, walk 4 feet. And I can do this continuously a number of times until I travel a very large distance. So what should be wrong with doing that? So the answer is, technically, indeed, you have done nothing wrong. However, it's against the spirit of the law. The bottom line is, when the day is over, you have succeeded in transferring an object from one part of the Rishus Sarabim to another part of the Rishus Sarabim, more than four amos. You found for yourself a legal loophole. You've outsmarted the halacha. Good for you. You outsmarted the halacha. You're not chayif karis. You're not chayif malacha. But what you've done is something which is not in the spirit of the halacha. Now, being that it's technically mutter, of course there are exceptions. What are the exceptions? If a person finds that he has in his pocket something very valuable, right? You have in your pocket your smartphone. And your smartphone has your entire life. I know myself, if I lose my phone, it's sakana. I have the contacts, all the contacts. So Baruch Hashem, they have now today, they automatically it loads up to the clouds. The Anani HaKavod. It goes to the Anani HaKavod, all of your private information, so that a hacker can break in and have access to it. So everything is in the cloud. Every so often, it automatically updates your contacts. But in case a person has in himself something that is very, very valuable, something that is very valuable, so what can you do? So the halacha is, and echnami, what you do is you can walk with it, pachos midalit amas. If you find that you're in a place where there is no erif, and you have your wallet in your pocket, so you walk with it back home, and you stop every dalit amas, you take a break. Take you a long time to get home. What?
How much of a break?
About a second, 2 seconds, you come to a complete rest. Whatever.
Is that Potter Avalosser?
No, it's then that situation, that's Potter Avalosser, right? But when it comes to Hefsid Merubah, you have no choice. L'chatchil, that's what you should do. That's what
you
want to
do, not what you should do.
That's what you should do. It says, you have something of great value.
So you lose it.
No, you're not mechuyev to lose it.
But then,
when you get, good question. Now you come to your home. So what are you going to do? To go from the restaurant into your home, there's no way. It's going from Rishus Hayachid, Rabim, to Rishus Hayachid. So either, when you come home, you come into the Rishus Yachid, there's a safe location, if possible, outside, which is not realistic most of the time, where you can leave it in the Rishus Harabim. And if that's not possible, you throw it into your home, Kla'achariyat, in the Shalei Kederech. You come home and you throw it in, or you come to your courtyard, you have a gate around your lawn. So you come to the Rishus Harabim and you Shalei Kederech. You toss it from the Rishus Harabim into the Rishus Hayachid. That's what doesn't break, right? So you don't have to break. So you just gently you just bring it over in a something that is that's certainly Shalei Kederech.
You end up in a market tour.
If you add that and walk on between, then you're good. Then you're good to go. Right. So then you went from
Yom Kippur
right.
Is not a protected area. Right.
It's very hard to find a real Malkom Batur.
Then if you're Malkom Batur, you can throw it into the Rishus Hayachid.
Yes, then you can pick it up directly. If you find yourself in a Malkom Batur, then you can go lechatchila from a Malkom Batur to a Rishus Hayachid, from a Malkom Batur to a Rishus Harabim.
What we should do now is have in front of every Rishus Hayachid a Malkom Batur.
It's very complicated to make a Malkom Batur. Every Malkom Batur is a very hard
Rishus. Like they have these milk containers.
We learned, that was the last thing we learned yesterday, that a Malkom Batur is only a Malkom Batur in a Rishus Harabim Doiraisa. If you are in a Carmelis, then there's no such thing as a Malkom Batur. The Malkom Batur automatically is taken over by the Carmelis and turns
right.
into a Carmelis.
Have a Malkom Batur that it's
real Malkom Batur.
It's touching a Rishus Hayachid. Here's a Rishus Hayachid. Here's the
yes. Yes.
And you have a beam sticking out that's.
But let me ask you a question. Where is that Malkom Batur connected to on the other side?
There's a closed wall. This wall over here.
Yeah.
And you have a bookshelf here. Let's say the bookshelf has no books. Just. It's this.
It's a Shayachid. I don't understand.
This is a Carmelis.
So then that's not a Carmelis.
And this over here.
That's not a Malkom Batur. It becomes a Carmelis.
No, it's
yes. Yes, that's the thing.
Where does the Rishus Hayachid end?
By the wall.
That's the Rishus Hayachid.
It doesn't matter. The Malkom Batur, if the Malkom Batur is connected on one side to a Carmelis, it automatically becomes an extension of the Carmelis. Yes, comes a Carmelis.
You have a Rishus Hayachid with an awning coming down.
Yes.
That's called Rishus Hayachid, right?
It's P-Tikra, Yerd, P-Tikra, yeah.
Like love.
Yeah, P-Tikra.
So well, it becomes a Rishus Hayachid.
Well, you have to have Mechitzas also. Yeah, a roof automatically creates a Rishus Hayachid, generally. I'm getting confused. Not
dead space underneath there is high
Tent. It's 10 Tvachim, so it creates a Rishus Hayachid, yes, okay.
And could that be a Malkom Batur in the Rishus Hayachid?
No. That area underneath the awning is a Rishus Hayachid. Everything outside that area is probably a Carmelis.
But if there's no gate, you could put it in your backyard. The yard is...
A yard, well, first of all, you have to define if it's not enclosed, then it's usually a Carmelis. If it's not enclosed, 99% of the Rishuyos that we come in contact with are a Carmelis. A Rishus Hayachid. A Rishus Harabim is a very complicated issue, and even if you want to say it's a Rishus Harabim, then you'll have situations where you'll have a Malkom Batur. If you learn that Brooklyn, we discussed yesterday, is a Rishus Harabim de Oraisa, then the fire hydrants and the parking and the fire hydrants and the parking meters, the new parking meters, those meter made with those high tech things, those are light control switches. Some of them can be a Rishus Hayachid if they're 16 inches wide. Some of them are pretty big. Got to measure them. I don't know each one, but certainly the fire hydrants and the poles, they have a din of a Malkom Batur. But if you learn that Brooklyn is only a Carmelis, then the fire hydrants and the poles are a Carmelis as well. So you're not gaining anything by putting something on those things. Okay, let's go further. Now over here on the bottom, you have something very very interesting. Very interesting. You said on the bottom on an Ois Aleph. Ois Aleph, it says, Pachos Pachos mi Dalid Amos, Ayin Beishal Avram, Mehagun HaKadosh mi But, how do you pronounce that?
Jubushar.
Butchuch. What did I say?
Butchuch.
Okay, he's not here today.
Butchuch.
He knew him. What's his name? Mr. Glatter. Mr. Glatter.
In Muncia, calls himself the Butchuch.
The Butchuch. Okay. Bichuch. 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 The Ein Isser Zeh. Now here's the Chiddush. This is the Yisoid. The prohibition, this that it says at the end of the halacha, that you're not allowed to carry pachas midalat amas, is only when you're planning on doing it multiple times. But if you only want to move something from one location to another location less than dalat amos, lichatchila you can do. If you're in the Rishus Harabim, and you lichatchila, you want to move something from one part less than 4 feet because you're afraid the car is going to run it over. Let's say something in the mamash in the street. And you are of the opinion that it's karmelis, the same thing, whether it's a Rishus Harabim or a karmelis, and you don't want something valuable to you, and you don't want the car, it's in the gutter, and the car is going to run it over, so you can move it. As long as you move it less than 6 feet. Oh, but it just said here that you're not allowed to move it pachos and dalat amos. That's only when you want to do it multiple times. I want to move it less than dalat amos and stop, and then do it again, and then do it again, and do it again. And that way I'm going to carry something more than dalat amos. I'm violating the spirit of the law. But if I only want to go do it once, so he says that lichatchila you can do it. There's nothing, no reason to hold back. The ein is zeh raki b'derech zeh ritzoyni l'taltal yoyseh midalat amos. And you can do it multiple times. Avol misha ein reitz l'taltal rak toch dalat amos. Only for amos, that's why I want to go do it, because I want to make sure the car is not going to run over when it goes down the street. Ein shum iser. It's mutal lichatchila, whether it's a kamel or a sarabim. V'cheinim hoi b'daitel l'tchila shol l'taltal rak toch dalat. The also, let's say also the chatchila, I only meant the chatchila to carry less than dalat amos, and now after I did it one time, I've changed my mind. Some new circumstance has come about where I want to do it again, but I never foresaw the second circumstance when the first circumstance presented itself, and now when the day is over, the result is I've transferred it a total of dalat amos. The also hanocha. The achakach, and afterwards nimlach, you change your mind. V'roitz l'tatal od pachus from dalat amos. So the new tilde begins to tell you change your mind, and it's mutter. Ayin sham. Okay, halacha beis. Also, law says, Elizrek, Elohishit, Shundaber, Merishus. Now we go to the second category. Besides traveling, moving down Amos, you're not allowed to transfer from Merishus Sayachi to Merishus Saramu, or vice versa. Also, law says to carry, Elizrek to throw, Elohishit, or to pass, Shundaber, Merishus Sayachi, Merishus Sarabim, or the Carmelis, or to go from the Rishus Sayachi to a Carmelis. Vichain, Merishus Saram, or Mikarmelis, Lerishus Sayachi. Vichain, Merishus Saram, Le Carmelis, or Mikarmelis, or Sham. Any type of scenario is also. Avil, the only thing that is middle. You are allowed to go from a Mekoyim Petur to a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim or Mehem L'Soichai. Bilvad Shliyitalta L'Sachifetz Arba Amos B'Rishus HaRabim or B'Kamlis, provided that when you go from the Mekoyim Petur to the Rishus HaRabim, you don't travel, you have to deposit it immediately in the very beginning of the Rishus HaRabim. You can go from a Mekoyim Petur to a Rishus Haram immediately. You may not go into once I'm already going into the Rishus Haram, let me already travel Dalat Amos in the Rishus Harabim. You can argue, I never made an Akira, there's a Lumbus. You can argue that I never made an Akira in the Rishus Haram. The prohibition of carrying more than Dalat Amos in the Rishus Haram is only when you make the Akira in the Rishus Harabim and the Hanocha in the Rishus Haram. But if I'm making the Akira in the Mekoyim Petur, and then I enter into the Rishus Haram, keep on going. Don't stop. Don't stop and go all the way until you want to make the Hanocha. No, you're not allowed to do it. Even though you made the Akira in the Rishus Haram, you're not allowed to travel more than Dalat Amos. Ulefi, Sheyesh, Harbach, Yilukim, Mahu, Rishus Harabim, Umahu, Karmelis, Umahu, Rishus, Yachal. There are so many different variations of what these Rishus are. Milvad, Ma'elu, Shekhasab, the Besimin, Shalafnei, the Besimin, we spoke about the Besimin, Pei Aleph. Lachain, Be'ir, Shein, Mukab, Musukenes, Be'eruv, Nasid, the Zan of an Arab, Misha, Ein, Baki, Tzarek, Lizar, Shalataltel, Shum, Chavis, Mimokam, Shum, Munach, Mimokam, Hachaluk, Mimenu. Don't play around. Don't travel from place to place. Ki im b'mekoymo sheheter barlo, unless one is absolutely certain that he's not doing anything wrong. Okay, let's go to halacha gimel. Netilas chayfes mimakom shumunach nikra akira. When a person picks up an object, it's called an akira. Hanocha sachayfes sanikra hanocha. The akira b'loy hanocha, hanocha b'loy akira osur v'gam akira b'loy hanocha, hanocha b'loy akira osur lasas. What is the nafkamina? Ulechein. Therefore, here are some practical applications of even doing one without the other. Osur li Yisrael sheyitein lenachri eze chayfetz liyado sheyotziu merishos sayachid lerishos ramu lekarmelis. Ki ha-Yisraelos avzeh akira, the Jew is making the akira, ela shanachri biatzmo, but rather, what should be done, ela hanachri biatzmo yikach ha-chayfetz. So don't pick up something in your house and give it to a delivery man to transfer it into the street. If you have to transfer something from your home to another Rishus on Shabbos, the goy, the non-Jew, should pick up the object from your house. You should not pick it up in your home and give it, hand it over to the non-Jew. And he gives you a very practical example. When you make a bris milah in the Beis HaKnesses, in a place where there is no Erev, and the goy will be taking the child from the home to the Beis HaKnesses. So you should not, the mother should not give the baby to the goy. The goy should now carry the child to the Beis HaKnesses, but instead the goy should pick up the child or should roll, be the first one to roll the stroller out of the house from the very beginning. This is Nogei Halacha L'mayis, very practical, because many people are makel and they make a bris milah
within the house.
When the goy comes to take the baby to the bris, to shul, the Jew should not pick up the baby and give the baby. Let's say you bring the baby on a stroller. Let's say you want to kick in a car seat, one of those car seats. So the mother should not pick up the car seat and give it, hand it over to the non-Jew. Because by the mother picking up the car seat, the mother is making the akira. She's making the akira. And the guy will then take it. The guy is not making the akira, will continue, and the guy will be making the hanocha. So the Jew has participated in the malacha of going from a rishus sayachid to a rishus harabim, or from a rishus sayachid to a rishus sayachid through a rishus harabim.
The same thing when the mailman delivers mail to you.
Exactly. That's what's going to the next case. Let's say you get a delivery on Shabbos. So the mailmen in Brooklyn, they're very religious. They know this.
Yeah, they know
all the Chinese mailmen and non-Jewish know what to do. That they don't even ask you questions. They put it down for you. Normally, if you go a newcomer, a rookie, if you get a rookie, he comes to deliver, and you say to him,
"But chances are they really may not know because they stopped."
If they're standing on the step, it depends. Every house is different. Yes. It's true. Normally, most homes in Brooklyn have three steps. Homes are built high up, so you shouldn't get flooded, right? That's why they build it like that.
Really.
They want a basement also. they want the basement. They don't have to dig so deep into the basement. So they raise it partially because of flooding. I think it's also part of that. I don't know, whatever. But most homes, when you go three steps up, ruba de ruba, it's a rishus hayachid. So it's true. If you get a delivery and they're on the steps, he's already in a rishus hayachid, so you can take it from him. He already made the hanach, absolutely. But there are situations where it's not. Every place situation is different. So then the guy should actually put it down. So the other one is very machmir. And they pretty much know when they get a delivery on Shabbos is that they put down the package for you on the floor. He makes the hanocha as well, right? V'chein kishmevi hanocha yis eizeh chayfetz lo yikochenu yisrol miyado ki b'zeh oisei yisrol es hanocha el hanocha b'yatzma yanich es hachayfetz u'tzrichin lizor b'zeh b'tinik. So he talks about the case of the tinik, the brismi that we mentioned, k'sheho ha'reilis, the non-Jew noiseis oso lebeis hakneses lomul for the bris milah, shetikach ba'atzma es hatinek bebayis, that the non-Jew herself should take the child, uvevoyin el hachotzer el ezras beis haknes, when they arrive in the chotzer or in the beis haknesses, tani chehu, when she should take it, she should put down a child, and then v'tikochehu Yisraelis. So there should not be one malach, one part of the malach should not be done. Now Derech Agav is making mention of a very great cool that you're allowed to have a goy l'amrul yakum to bring a child to the Beis HaKnesses. Not all the poskim are so generous in this matter. they like it, because if you hold that, it's one thing if you hold you're in a community out of town where it's definitely l'chol ha-deois, it's not a rishus haram deraisa, it's only at best a karmelis. So then a mil yakum is a shvus. It's a shvus. What are you telling a guy to do by taking the baby? You're telling a guy to do a malacha d'rabbanan. A mil yakum is a shvus. It's a shvus l'shvus.
It doesn't really say that you told the guy on Shabbos.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Told the guy before Shabbos. Even telling the guy before Shabbos is not so simple. That's a hetter. That's one of the hetterim of Amul Yaakov, is telling the guy to do before Shabbos. But even telling the guy before Shabbos is only, it's only leniency. It's just
the main
in the house, right? It's also just, it's a hetter, but it's not an ideal thing. If you hold that you're dealing with a Rishus Ram Deraisa, so there are definitely Rabbanim. I know this, it's a very personal thing, because when you make a bris in the shul, the rabbi has to give you permission to do so. Right? The rabbi is in charge. So what? It's a religious matter. So there are many rabbanim that will not allow it. There are many rabbanim that will not allow you to make a bris and shul on Shabbos. They just don't go for it. They are of the opinion that it's the chayish for Rav Moshe, that it's a deraisa and amir liyakum, and a public, blatant violation of amir liyakum, even by telling the goy to do for Shabbos, is not in the spirit of halacha. So why then was it done? Why then do? Because sometimes you have no choice. The house. You know, young married couples sometimes living in basements, and there's just nowhere else, or they're living, but the parents are not equipped. They're not equipped to make a bris milah. There's just nowhere else to make the bris milah. So there's nowhere else to make a bris milah. So then you can be makel. But if you have a home that you can fit in 10 people, so you can make the suda in shul. You don't have to make the ceremony in the Beis HaKnesses. So over the years, we've all seen both. We've all seen people that go out of their way to make a bris milah in the home, even though many times it's not too comfortable. And then you see people.
Lunch afterwards, everybody.
Well, the lot, right? The shul, they love to make a shul.
Yeah,
and you definitely see people that are very makel. They hold the people, especially if you hold the Erev, then they talk about. You can take maybe yourself, you don't need a guy. But even people that don't hold of the Erev, we've seen it very often that a guy does take, like he says over here, because due to circumstance, it's just not shaykh, it's not practical to make it in the house. And there, not everyone is machmir 100% like Rav Moshe, that it's a reshus harabim doiraisa.
Rabbi, is that the case? Come back to Kira Hanacha. I thought it was the same person that had to do both Kira.
That's what the Malacha Deraisa. Minatoru only. Minatoru is the first mission of the Shabbos. The Oni and the Osh, Oni and the Balabayas. That Minatoru to be chayv for Malacha Deraisa to be chayv a carbon chatos. Potter avolos for chayv. That's the first of this chayv. You need to do both the Akira and the Hanacha. But to do only the Akira or the Hanacha, that's potter avoloser. You're not allowed to do it, but it's a potter from a carbon chata. So here he's giving examples where you're doing one. I'm picking up the baby. By the way, picking up a child is not a melacha deraisa. A human being. Chai, noisi es atzma. But it's not just the baby. It's the carriage. It's the carriage. A baby is a shai machlekes. Does a baby, we say chai noisi es on a baby, an infant, because he doesn't balance his weight. He's not sophisticated enough to balance his weight. I think it's machlekes. What degree you say chai noisi es, or is it circulation in the body? There's different mahalchim. But in Nechanani, by babies, pashas, there is the melacha deraisa. But it's not the baby. There's all the paraphernalia that comes with the baby. The baby's bottle, and the car seat, and the crib, and all the gadgets, and the gizmos that come along with the baby, which certainly is a mocha, would be a problem. Okay, let's go to the, now he has something very interesting on the bottom. Okay, on the bottom he says of a cooler we have not heard of today. Today you don't hear of this anymore. Maybe years ago, when no one was watching, in the bottom, Hashem's halacha, also lishol shidin lenacha, you now tell a Jew a Jew should not hand off the baby to the guy, or the Indian mash and I hagin bekama mekoymos. What tal tal idea koyin? I think it means mafteach. I think it's a mafteach. Katan a mafteach. The key. The shul is locked. The house is locked. How are we going to carry the key? They don't have combination lock those days. And this is a new thing. The combination locks. They didn't have that. It's a new thing. Everyone tri clips. supply clips, and even that, not everyone is so crazy about.
Right. Moshe made sure he said that you had to wear the tie clip all week. You couldn't just put it on for Shabbos.
The whole week it has to be a tachshit.
Wear it all week.
All week.
And then you can use the Shabbos clip. That's what you do.
Slowly, the combination locks came in. Now it's very common. And now already everything is... But it seems like it was such a thing you would tell a child, listen, the child carries the key. Adults don't carry, but children carry on Shabbos. Children for the adults. Carried the talis and the sitter. And he carried the key also, the key to the house. So he says, the kama mekoymos. Okay, he writes, many people did this. I think it's there should be a mem, not a nun. Hamakar b'turei zaf v'uva b'beraitef. Shekas of the mash b'mordechai. More there's a rishain, one of the big rishain poskim rishainim. Sheyesh heter lochavi aydetinak pella that you're allowed to tell a child to bring the key to shul for you. Al atinak hamafteach kevan de'ein lanu rishus harabim. In ancient times there was no such thing as rishus harabim de'oraisa. Didn't exist. 600,000 people living in an area of Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil. Didn't exist such a thing. El Karmelis, Memela, a child you can be Makel. The Chain Kosab B'Teferis Yisrael, Uveshut Shalom Eshev, Uveshut Harim. However, V'ayin B'Shut Chasam Sofer, the Heter Shalaturi Zov, Ari Davka L'Dvar Mitzvah. Don't abuse it. You need the key for a Dvar Mitzvah, go ahead. Uvelav Hachid Oser, V'Chain Kosab Shabakiv Eger. That is the yard site, right? Today is the yard site of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Unbelievable. Rabbi Shur and his shul yesterday gave a 3-hour shiur on one of the tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eger. He invited everyone to come. He's going to spend 3 hours going through one of the complex tshuvas from Rabbi Akiva Eger in honor of his yard site.
How the Alephav goes to the yard site of Sigayim.
What?
Today is Halamoid. Halamoid.
Today was the day of Hafichas Tov. How do we know that? It's a medrash. What? There's such a medrash. They're going back to stone.
Carbon dating on the soil.
Today is Hafichas stone. How do we know that? Where do you get that from?
I'll bring it. I'll show you.
Never. Wow, that's amazing. They able to have some records like that. I in Rekiv Eger. What?
I wouldn't turn back on it.
He says, "You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to go abuse this halacha, especially when it's not for the Dramas. V'chein kosav, v'chein kosav b'shut mahari asad, u'v'shut maram shik, v'ayin baruch haschaim hachodosh shehivi oyd mikham hachaim b'inyin zeh v'chein zeh v'minchas shabbos ha'erech b'zeh." All right, I think times have changed. We don't see this anymore today. Today, you don't see people letting children carry keys and talis. You don't see this anymore. Okay, so he says, and he just says, the Turezov says you can do it. You can't say, but at least we got to limit it only for Dvar Mitzvah. A Dvar Mitzvah. If it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, don't abuse the halacha. Okay, let's go to another halacha. Halacha Dalit. Halacha Dalit Chotzer Sheyesh Boy Pirs. Now he's going to describe what the rules. These are some delicate rules. It's very good for Silcha. Many people in their backyards who don't use an Eruv have to make their own Eruv in the backyard, have to know exactly when you need to make an Eruv Chatzeros in your backyard, what are the exact rules. So they're complicated. Chotzer, we have here a courtyard. The problem is the courtyard is incomplete. There are breaches in the courtyard. So is it called a Rishus HaYachid or is it called a Karmelis? Once the breaches reach a certain point, it's no longer a Rishus HaYachid. You have to be Misakening with a Tzur HaPesach. So here are some of the rules. There's one part here, I don't understand what it means. Maybe you can figure it out for me. Chotzer sheyesh by piritza inisha min amachitza b'tzad echad reichav arbot tvachim b'goyva asara tvachim min akarko. Now here's the first rule. You have a breach. A breach along the corner is a very big problem. Okay, we're going to see all different types of breaches. Corner breach is a disaster. If you have a breach along the end, in order, you have to have at least on the edge of a one wall, there must be four walls. On each of the four walls, you must have at least four tvachim, 16 inches of a wall at the end. If you don't have 16 inches along the corner, forget it. No good. No matter, then let's just use it as a shenisa, one more time. You're starting out with the corner has 16 inches of wall from the ground up to a height of 10 tefachim, which is not all that tall. 10 tefachim is something like the height of the table. Okay, it's like the height of the table, 16 inches, which is about a foot and a half, right? So it's that amount of wall. The goyva asar tefachim in a karka. Or if you have on the two sides of the mechitza, on each side the width of a tefach, begoiva asar tefachim, or at least you have, the other way around, one side is completely breached. I'm getting confused.
The first case is
it's completely breached.
Completely breached.
On one side. Right, I'm sorry. That's right. It's completely breached. The whole fourth wall is missing. It's like a mavli almost. But one side is four tefachim, 16 inches height. That's already considered the fourth wall. You're in business. Let's say you don't even have that. If you have two lechis, you have at least a tefach in one corner and a tefach on the other corner. That's called a wall. Provided, of course, the most important thing is that the distance between one and the end is less than 10 amos, 20 feet, or 15 feet. Let's say, 15 feet. So the fourth wall can be basically completely breached as long as the fourth wall is not more than 15 feet. And you have, if it's completely breached, you have at least 16 inches on one side. Or, if you don't have 16 inches on one side, you at least have 4 inches on one side and 4 inches on the other side. So we're dealing with a very narrow courtyard. The width of the courtyard pretty much is not more than approximately 15 feet wide. Okay, that's not all that much. Count the tiles on the floor. It's not that bad for a backyard, for a small house. You have 15 feet, that's your courtyard. The fourth wall can be blank, but you gotta have a wall, a small little, you can make it. If you don't have it, you can build it yourself. Take a piece of cardboard almost, just make a strong piece of cardboard and attach it to the corner, and it's 10 tefachim tall, and it's 4 tefachim wide, and you're in business. They sell in all the Judaica stores tape measures, like the Goyish tape measures, Stanley tape measures, but instead of having inches and feet and centimeters, they have Tfachim, Amos, Chazonish. It's very cute. They have a few. They have some of them have different sheets. Some of them only one sheet. Of Chaim Noah, they have the smaller sheet, but it's very comes in very handy. If you in the Rabbanim who are involved in checking people's backyards to make sure they're kosher, so you just take out your tape measure and it already has preset on the tape measure. It has Tfachim, Amos. You can buy it at any Judaica store. They have it at the counter. Go next time you go to Judaica at the counter. $5. $5. Okay, let's go further. So that's the first shul. As long as the period is not more yoser me eser amos ein etzach shum tikun. Why not? Ki hapiritza hazayis nechsheves kmei pesach. This period is a pesach. Period. Aval. Now here we go to more complicated situations. Aval. In my period, so you say raw may eser amos. It's more than 10 amos. The chaynim lo nishar min amachitza min tzadechad roichav arba tefachim. Or let's say the period says less than 10 amos, but you don't have on the one corner 4 tefachim wide. Oh, you don't have mishnei hatzadim called tzad roichav tefach. The kol shekain. I'm not sure what this means. Please help me. Im nifratz bimiluo. If it's completely breached, the hainu. She'ein shum mechitza b'tzad echad kizeh. Okay, basically means the full wall is empty, even though it's less than 10 amos. It's less than 10 amos. And what does the next verse mean? Ozai, afilum eim epirit sarak shloish etzvachim. What, you have a teeny little courtyard? What does that mean? This should be loved. We're dealing over here with the...
Shloish etzvachim means more than 3 tefachim.
Oz and Ein appeared to rock Shloisha Tfachim, at least 3 tefachim. 3 tefachim.
3 tefachim is that low, but less than 3 tefachim.
Okay, so that means you have a courtyard that it's teeny. You can't even breathe. You can't exist. You have to be a midget to go in such a courtyard.
Be a squirrel.
a courtyard like that. It's not called a Rishus Hayachid. You have three walls, and the fourth wall is completely opened, and the distance between the two walls is exactly three tefachim, so it's not lovet. Lovet needs at least three tefachim. That's not a Rishus Hayachid. That's really called a Carmelis. Okay, fine. That's halacha. You don't have a fourth wall whatsoever. Dealing with the size of a sitter, it's an interesting concept. You have three real walls, big, massive walls, made out of steel. You can't get better walls. And the fourth wall is completely opened, and the fourth wall is exactly three tefachim. So once it's three tefachim, no longer is it lavud. This little rishus is not called a rishus hayachit. It's called a carmelis. Or, you know, it's called a carmelis because it's opened up completely into the other, the next rishus. It's only three tefachim. That's right. You don't have a fourth wall. You don't have a tefachir or tefachir. You don't have four tefachim on one side. That would be more than the entire thing. So that makes it into a carmelis. Afilu oz afilu im appearance of rakshosh tefachim asurim l'taltal b'chotzer zeh ad she yisaknoi oisom sham until you fix it. V'atikun hamufchor hu. What is the best thing? This is an amazing statement that he makes. The kids are over here, says something explosive. The best tikkun to make is a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, okay, that's a chiddush, because a tzuras ha-pesach, to some degree, is a very weak title. The best thing is to make a real wall. Believe that. The best thing, what is a tzuras ha-pesach? He's going to describe all the halachas of a tzuras ha-pesach. You have to have two lechis with a koira on top. What's a koira on top? Even a fishing string is called a koira on top. It just makes sure that the koira goes over the actual surface of the lechi. He's going to describe it.
Doesn't
what?
Say.
What?
It doesn't say.
I was just going to say that.
If it sags.
Yeah. So saying is machlokes. How much is allowed to sag? The problem with saying is that the telephone wires in all metropolitan areas where we make eruvim, we use telephone wires. And telephone wires sag, and they sag by design. It's they purposely wanted to sag a little bit. So
the question is now that are used in the air, though, on cable.
Okay, but
TV.
But they also sag.
Yes.
But they also sag. They don't have telephone wires.
They do, but they're using a lot.
Sometimes they look the same. They look almost identical to cable wires.
Yeah, they follow. They have on the charts. The Eruv,
yeah,
they're marked off exactly what they have because when they go to check the
right,
Eruv,
right.
You have to know the guy who's checking it. That's an old. He has a diagram in front of him every block what it's doing there.
Right, right, right. So they're cable wires. Yeah, yeah.
They were actually on Farragut Road. They, all of a sudden, an hour before Shabbos, they went up there and the telephone company was changing the pole. They moved the wire and there was a break in the corner there.
That's right.
You look at Farragut that time, man. It was like ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what it says. So you have to have, the best thing is to have a Tzuras HaPesach,
the Imdorin. The Kohen does not mean.
Only when you're using a real lechi to close up the wall without the Korah on top, a lechi mikan of lechi mikan, you need it to be a Tefach. But if you make a Tzuras HaPesach, then it can be a Mashahu. Not only can be a Mashahu, you can even smear, he's going to say, cement. That's to the wall, and that also can serve as a lechi, which you can use on top. He's going to talk about that. Do it l'shem lechi. We'll talk. Not necessarily. I think so. It's just a pesach is a metzias. I don't think it has to be. We'll see about that. In the law of Shem Tzem Malach, we really dwells very heavily on the rules of a lechi. A lot of the stuff in Shem Tzem Malach is not relevant because we're very machma. Halacha l'maisa, the rules of lechi are pretty much clearly accepted. It has to be a certain way, and he has a lot of coolest. And he goes into depth. We'll get another time. But let's finish this up. The im darim sham shnei balibat. Then he also talks about if you have a courtyard, you have a two-family house, you have to make an eruv chatzeros. That's pashut. The im darim sham shnei balibatim o yoser tzrichim o lasos eruv chatzeros. What's that? What's that?
Easement.
What's an easement?
An easement is when. Backyard, you have access.
Belongs to person A.
Yeah.
The person B has a door next to it that opens, so he has the right to walk.
I think you need to, since he has a right.
But he doesn't own it.
If I'm not mistaken, you still need to make it out of the chatzeros. If he has right of passage, that's enough. It's lav davka ownership.
Rather than
I'm not sure. I don't know the answer. Belina will come across. I don't know the answer.
But the Esser Amos is how much?
15 to 20 feet.
So most drivers are not that.
Count the tiles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, they're not. They're not. They're not. You're right. They're not that wide. So all you need then is just to put up a piece of cardboard along the front that's 16 inches wide and 10 tefachim tall, and you're in business. That's all you need to do. You don't need to make it Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, let's finish over here. Now, the im dorm shom shem balabatim or yotzet shirim oyd plaso seiv chatzeres viyivor im yirtze Hashem b'simin tzadidal will come to the laws of Tzusa Pesach later on in Simin Tzadidal. Halacha hey, a little bit more. Ze shamarnush the im ein bepirtze shabachotze yotzem yes amis nechav kum pesach. We said if it's less than 10 amis, not called the Pesach. Ve'in tzach tikin zeu bepirtze achas. Now here comes a very big yisoid. This is the difference between different types of im. This will separate the men from the boys. This halacha, that's only one piritza. Aval b'shtayim o yoyser. Oh, but let's say you have two breaches or more. Tzrichim sheyehei. No, anywhere on the perimeter. Yeah, the whole perimeter. Let's read what it says. Aval b'shtayim o yoyser. Tzrichim. That's another shayla. You're asking two different questions. In Hanami, one second. Aval b'shtayim o yoyser. Tzrichim sheyehei. Doesn't say. Good point. Sheyehei tzmachloik and shochanach rishonim. I heard a lot of shirim on this. On very good. Sheyehei ha'emed hanishar al kolponim kmo haparitz. The oimed. The standing portion must equal the parits. Avle mahaya haparits, the breach is meruba ala oimed. Kol shehapirits yoyse mishloisha tfachim tzrichim tzricha tigon. Okay, so here is, let's do two yisoides. Let's go, there's a lot that's being said in this little paragraph, and there's a big machlokes to show him in all the various details. And every Rav who makes an Erev has a different opinion on how far he wants to go to be machmer in this sinyan. Let's look at the simple case. We have over here a courtyard. And the courtyard is a good solid courtyard, four walls, and there are breaches. So let's say there's one breach. The breach is only 5 amos wide. Wonderful. A breach, you're allowed to have a breach up to 10 amos. As long as you have on both sides at least 16 inches, on, you at least have one side, 16. So no problem, you have on this side, and this side, this side. I have another breach on the other side. Another breach on the other side. Another breach. Each breach alone is less than 10 amos. So each breach alone is considered to be a Pesach. But when you calculate all the breaches and you calculate the entire perimeter, the result is you have more open space in this gate, in this wall, than you have closed space. That is called the Porutz is meruba al ha'oimed, is more than the standing space. So no longer can you be lenient and say that we're going to rely upon the. Say the breaches are going to be considered psachim entrances, since the entrances accumulate to an area that's more than the closed space. It's not called a rishos sayachid. So what should you do? Oh, so you just said something that is explosive. You just said, just go to all those breaches, and make it Tzur Pesach. So let me tell you the better solution. Let's knock down the walls, let's demolish the walls, and just put four poles, 1, 2, 3, 4, and put four strings, like they do in many bungalow colonies. So can you do this? Can you make four walls out of a Tzur Pesach? Or maybe you only can use a Tzur Pesach for one wall. And how far can you abuse the Tzuras HaPesach? He says there's nothing greater than that's he hinted. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch hinted to something which is controversial. There's nothing as good as the Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, I don't remember all the names of the Rishonim. There's a Rambam. The Rambam, I think, is Machmir on this. And he says you can't do that. You cannot make an Erev, four poles, like in all the bungalow colonies, with no walls. If you want to make use of Tzuras HaPesach, a Tzuras HaPesach is good, provided that you have Oimed Meruba Ala Parts. When you calculate the perimeter of a given area, there is more standing space than open space. But you have breaches that are more than 10 amos wide in certain sections. For those breaches, you can put up a Tzuras HaPesach. But if you're going to use a Tzuras HaPesach to close up breaches that are going to close up open space that are more than, in a situation where the open space is more than the closed space, the Tzuras HaPesach does not work. There are many Rabbanim that are machmir. For themselves, they live in communities, or they go bungalow colonies. They'll let their families use the Eruv, but personally they will not use the Eruv because they are holding the Chayis for the sheet of the Rambam that does not allow you to use a Tzuras HaPesach to close up a space when the perimeter is Oymed, as Parut Smirbal Oymed. And there's a bigger Chumrah. There's even a Chumrah in the sheet of the Rambam that this Chumrah is true even in one particular wall. This rule is true in every single wall. In every single of the one of the four walls, you must have Oymed Meruba. I have a wall, and if in this one wall I have Oymed Meruba, but there is a breach, okay, so for the breach in this particular wall, I'm going to use it Tzuras HaPesach. But let's say you have three walls, real solid walls, so the entire perimeter is Oymed Meruba Ala Paritz, but the fourth wall is completely breached, and I want to close up the fourth wall with a Tzuras HaPesach. Doesn't work, because each wall itself requires there to be Oymed Meruba, and the part that is Paritz, when it's more than 10 amos, that you can close up with a Tzuras HaPesach. I have a brother who lives in Lakewood.
That's not what
the Kitzur doesn't say this. The Kitzur is Mashmi's lineage. The Kitzur, in his silence is Mashma, the Minuk HaOilam. Ruba de Ruba, the Minuk HaOilam is to be Makel, where you can make four complete walls out of a Tzuras HaPesach. Stick four poles, and for four poles, you're done. There's nothing more that needs to be done. Four poles. A base of sign, what difference does that make?
Until first you make the building, right?
Right. If you already have a situation where there's a fence, like we talk about the parks, and there's a fence, it was shaloi hukaf ledira, then the fence is not going to allow you to carry. So you have to breach part, make a period of more than 10 amos to break it down lahalach, and then reclose it to make it kosher. If you have a big fence around the entire field, you know, you have to do something to make, what do you do? Just, I think, not the entire thing, part of it. I don't remember the details. Maybe just make it more than 10 amos. Make a period so that it's more than 10 amos, and then close it up. L'shem dira. You have to take a section out more than 15 feet, so now you have a piritza that's more than 10 amos, it's not called the Pesach, and then we close that section, shame to you. That's a different situation. I know that in Lakewood, where my brother lives, so he told me that they have an Erev in his whole community, and he says it's good, even l'fi l'rama. It's Oymed Meruba. That the way the development was built, they have mamish, there's just an accident. They just have walls around, they have these little retainer walls, whatever it is, around.
You could have the gates made out of wood.
Whatever it was, they actually have walls. That's how that was built, with walls around, very small walls, but they're still called halachic walls. And the open areas, they close off with Tzuras HaPesach, but all of the Tzuras HaPesachs that they use to close the breaches is less than the Oymed. So it's Mamish Ahidr. It's a Mamish Kamal L'Chatchila that such an Erev is Kasher L'Chaldeus. It's not just a Chumra. There's no reason to be Machmer not to use the Erev there. But this is the very important
issue. The question was very maybe on the east side we had a
debate. Well, Hill is the rice. Eric Hatzeris. Even those Tfisas, the co-ops, they only own.
In the hallway, to walk in the building.
In the building.
To walk in the.
Even though it's very home, because this Tfisas, the owner of the building owns the appliances and all the different. Okay, we'll come to Eric Hatzeris. There's a lot of good stuff in Eric Hatzeris.
People that you do it in our building.
Okay, we will stop here.